This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. If you've seen your share of shows at the Middle East in Cambridge, then you've probably seen Jay Hale. He's been shooting photos of bands there for decades. His new exhibit at the Middle East features images of artists including Joe Strummer, the Dropkick Murphys, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Peter Wolf, and more. Jay Hale walked me through the show, which is called Get Off the Ramp, 22 Years of Photography at the Middle East.
The downstairs room used to be a bowling alley, so if you can imagine what a bowling alley looks like with the large lanes coming at you. But on the left-hand side, when you're looking at the stage, there's a ramp that goes up to the stage. And when I first started shooting, it was kind of, I don't want to say the Wild Wild West. It's not wasn't really that crazy, but when you're a young kid and you don't know any better, you just kind of go places until people tell you otherwise. So I would always find myself ending up on the ramp trying to take photos. And security, they're all lovely people. All of the security folks who have ever worked in the Middle East and interacted with me have always been top-notch. But I would get yelled at, "Hey, get off the ramp!" all the time. We have this photo here from the Dropkick Murphys record release show from... It was their first record, their first full-length record. And people ask me what my favorite show of all time at the Middle East was, and it's definitely this one. We're looking at a photo right now from that soundcheck, and it was just a perfect precursor to what that show was. They opened up with a bagpiper coming up on stage, doing their song Cadence to Arms, and it went straight into the title track from that record, Do or Die. She was just like, "Oh my God, what is about to happen?" And the crowd just erupted. You can just see the crowd just like just exploding in with the band. It was just one of those atmospheres you had to be in. Yeah, it was great. Where did you go? This is the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones Hometown Throwdown from 2007. This is an annual tradition that I've been going to since 1995. Where did you go? This particular photo of Dickie Barrett with Peter Wolf from the Jay Giles Band is great. It's just because I know what it means to Dickie. And I knew the Boss Tones had toyed around with a couple of other shows leading up to the Hometown Throwdown. They had covered the Jay Giles classic, Give It To Me. And I looked at the set list, and there it was at the very end, and it became a duet between, you know, Dickie and Peter Wolf. And Dickie Barrett is one of the biggest Peter Wolf fans out there. Just a phenomenal sight, and what a great way to close that the return of the Hometown Throwdown in 2007.
Which one of these photos really speaks to you about the essence of the Boston music scene at the Middle East?
I think a good snapshot. I think this one is pretty good. This is a photo here of Lenny Lashley from a band called Darkbuster. Should've known better. This picture is at the very end of the show. They had played for probably close to 2 hours, including an encore. At the end of the show, Lenny's last show with Darkbuster at the time, he just starts crawling hand over hand on this pipe through the crowd. And at that point, I think that kind of captures just the energy of what the Boston scene was at the time downstairs in the Middle East. There's nothing quite like it, even if it's the dead of winter. If you have a full crowd in that downstairs room, there's the room takes on its own atmosphere. And I mean that literally, not figuratively. It gets hot. That big pipe that runs the length of the club, you look up and it'll be beaded with sweat. And then there'll be a cloud of haze in the club. And then the condensation from that pipe will just start dripping. And that's a way you can tell that this show you are at the Middle East, it can be any genre of music, but if that pipe starts sweating, you know you're at a good one.
Jay Hale's exhibit, Get Off the Ramp, is up at the Middle East in Cambridge through the end of January. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.